always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, man. Home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. And you know what we do, man? We love to get it in with artists all over the nation, man, representing the King in their craft, doing it with excellence, who got products out. So that's part of the reason we interview some of the people we interview. Now, if you like, man, how come we haven't interviewed you? Man, get the product out. If we love it, we'll do it, man. I would love to get it in with you, man. And I try not to interview the same people over and over, man. But this cat, I've seen him a while ago, man. And he goes by the name Gianno. We going to get it in with him. We actually going to find out where he from, where he live. What's he cooking in the kitchen right now? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, who his finals pick is for the NBA Finals, man. And see what he's all about, man. And today, I asked him, man. I said, man, what's God been putting on your heart today as far as the topic? He said the beauty of a relationship with man and beauty of a relationship with God, man. And we're gonna talk about that, man. What's the difference between having a real relationship with somebody and just a fabricated relationship that, you know, you might have a little bit of connection, but what's the difference between those two? We're gonna find out. And I'm gonna say this, man. Music, I'm loving the music, y'all. Send it in, check it out. Go ahead and send us music@yadadaking.com. That's music@yadadaking.com. We would love to check you out. We're gonna go to this joint right here, 737. The song's called Let's Party. Let's find out what he's talking about. Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Let's party. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big while they acting naughty. They thought whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Let's party. Seems like everyone wants to party. Lordy Gardy, sipping on Bacardi. Wanna do it big, giving a big body. Party like a Marty, why they acting naughty? Living to be the next American Idol. Then maybe you got talent, going for a title. Chasing after everything that's desirable. Living for self, but in the end it's suicidal. What happened? Happens in Vegas, it doesn't stay there. Emptiness will hit you, sorta like a snare. Man, it's so tent, bro, living just to get high. Living to gratify, but the bliss is never satisfied. Lies coming through those HD screens, but I see through the smoke, cause I've been redeemed. God is not mocked, we reap what we sow. His wrath is so real, better slow it down, whoa. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big while they acting naughty. They know whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big while they acting naughty. They know whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Everyone nowadays thinks love is sex. It's all about you, so you say who's next. Aerosol, so you see it in the media. But look up agape in the Wikipedia. I take a look around, we all wanna blow. Show them what we got, like for the main show. I see you with the cash, so you think you do it big. But in the end, that's like rolling with a guinea pig. Even if you get the cash, you will still die. Meet the king face to face, no side fight. It's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, for that Christ died. His eyes look at our heart, so we can't hide. Party foul, but I pray you turn before you die. Something will always be missing without Christ. Don't be enticed, live for eternal life. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big while they acting naughty. They throw whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big while they acting naughty. They throw whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I think back when I first bought the light. Like, fruit looked really good on the outside. Took a little bite and now we all want a piece. And spread to everyone like it was a disease. Sin is pleasurable, but only for a season. If you keep going, it'll rip through the pieces. We long for intimacy, so we try and cut glass. No commitment, cause we see like shattered glass.
We chase the fame to raise our name, to take the glory from the God who came, who reigns.
We long for love, but God is love. And we skip over him, then say we're making love. But we can only know love when we look above. Straight to the cross at the one who shed his blood.
You can gain everything, but not have a thing. When you lay in the grave, tell me where you gon' be.
Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big while they acting naughty. They throw it up and say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big while they acting naughty. They throw it up and say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not.
Let's party.
Party.
Jesus geek on this track. Yeah. Let you know our God is the greatest. Yeah. Hey.
So great.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. My
God is the greatest.
Yeah.
My God is the greatest. Oh my God. The greatest.
Yeah.
My God is the greatest.
My God.
He's the greatest.
Yeah.
My God is the greatest. Oh my God, you're the greatest. Yeah, my God is the greatest.
Like him, many tribe but can't stand like with no limbs. Who can't compare to him, be on the same scale with him. My God's a heavyweight, smashing all the mother featherweights. KO victory, king of the ring. But he at the universe, my God reigns supreme. Forget a big bang, he's the big thing. Let the stick in your brain, man, my God deserves praise. Who you know can form the globe with just a word and turn around and use dirt to form folks to speak words. Don't try to flex your strength, probably bust a fame. Try to match you with my God, but put your life to shame. My king holds the name above all names. Jesus is the name, of course, so drop a knee with his voice. I fix my eyes on him, no need to look back. My God is too great, that's why we sing it.
My God is the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God.
I don't think you're getting it. Bought by the sensible scraps, my God has it all. Yeah, running it. You can keep that smoke choke up. My joy cup, I'm null of a shell. Sling that rock, no, I sling that hoe. Go back to my sin, that's a no-go. Feeling Jesus geek, call us a kingdom builder. Rejecting sinful offers, yeah, return the sender. I lift my hands to the sky, saying I surrender. My God is too fly, just check out his splendor. Look at his handiwork, turns a sinner to a winner. A pimp to a saint, turn my cricket to a straight. Kindness, great patience, great love, great mercy, great forgiveness. Yeah, his resume is endless. That's why I brag about my Lord up on this track. To put my Lord up on the man, deal his fang, can never do that. So I give my all to represent the king. Gotta stay on my J.O. cause my God is amazing.
My God is the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Greatest. Great. He's done miracles. He's great. He died for you and me on the tree. Yeah.
About Face Music Group presents
J-Man's new album, For His Glory.
Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com. Chase's Devotional. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals. Adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com.
We invite you to join and fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Yeah! That's the homie Zeal right there featuring Jesus Geek. And this song is called Greatest, because our God is the greatest, man. And I got a cat, man, that's serving this great God, and that's the homie Giano. Giano, man, talk to me, man. We love to get the show started. We were warming you up just a second ago. That was the warm-up, but we in the game right now, baby. And we want to talk about your testimony, man. Can you share how you came to know Jesus in your personal life with him?
Absolutely, man. I'm still getting to know Jesus, honestly, bro.
That's good.
I'm telling you, man, it's a process that I don't think, you know, I think the dudes from Philly, man, Mac the Dulos and Israel, man, from It's Everyday Process. That was such a fitting name, man. I really dig those guys' name because,
yeah,
man, that's my relationship with God, man. But the story, I don't have a horror story type drink, man. But honestly, man, I grew up. My parents, my father is Muslim, and so they both. My family's from Panama, the country of Panama, and so. Both of my parents, you know, grew up going to Catholic schools, but, you know, when they came of age, my mom just kind of wasn't really religiously going to church at all or really making any major professional faith. She's always been a moral individual, though.
Yeah.
And my father, just once he got of age and he started really looking at the whole Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam, you know, the black man is, you know, superior, all this kind of stuff. He really got into that. And so by the time my parents were married, that's what he was on. He, when we were younger, would, you know, instill that into us. And we would say the different prayers, the common prayers that people say. So it was kind of like, that was the environment. And my parents split up. And once we split and my siblings and I went with my mom, she raised us, and from that point we didn't really have any explicit spiritual teaching in the home. Although, you know, my mom was always, you know, you kind of have those, there are certain people who they're not explicitly Christian faithful, but their demeanor reveals that, you know, they have the Spirit of God, even though it's not fully manifested to the point of full profession. That's how my mom was.
Right.
And so, really, man, I just grew up doing whatever. Regular kid, just kind of chilling, but I had a bend for intellectual things. And so, even when I was younger, I had a respect for God that maybe even some kids didn't. And it wasn't like I was trying to be Christian when I was coming up, man. Grade school, I just had a respect for him. Like, I remember talking to my sister and a friend or something like that. And, you know, somebody gets you upset, you know, a typical response, especially for a kid, is to flip them the bird, you know what I'm saying? You give them the middle finger.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was me. But I remember thinking one day, man, I was like, hold on. So, and this is kind of where my mind was. I was like, yo, if I flip somebody the bird, I'm telling them what I want to tell them, but my finger's pointed upward. So am I dissing God? Like, I actually thought that giving someone the finger was somehow disrespecting God because my finger was pointed upward while I was doing the gesture. And so I started actually giving people the finger with my finger pointed down. So it was weird, but I'm giving someone the finger, but I'm turning my finger upside down and giving them the finger.
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't point. So, you know what I mean? It's silliness, but, you know, there's this little things that as a kid, man, I didn't know any better. But I knew that I didn't want to disrespect God, though I wasn't trying to read the Bible or do anything particularly, like, oh, I want to please God. And so that's kind of how it was, man. And then you're talking about the early to the mid-90s is when I was a teenager. So that's everything from, you know, what many people call the golden age of hip-hop music. For other people, it's the second golden age after the period of like 85 to 88, 89. So in that time, man, that was when I grew up. So everything, man, I dressed like how everybody was, and I had a foul mouth, and I mean, just acting up, man, just whatever, you know what I mean? Typical kid, I guess. And it didn't, nothing really stuck. I remember even when I was around 14, 15, my mom was like, yo, we should be going to church. She didn't even have, like, any, I don't know what kind of a spiritual awakening she had, but she just was like, yo, we need to be going to church. And I wasn't in the mood, actually. I didn't want to go because when she wanted to go, that meant that I would have to, like, she would want us to go to bed early the night before. And at the time, I was living in Florida. So Florida, it's different now when we got the internet, but Florida in the 90s and any time prior before the internet rave came, if you wanted to get dope clothes, chicks, music, bootleg movies, you had to wait because everything dropped in New York City and the tri-state area first.
Yeah.
And then it like went down and jumped over the whole of Florida. I lived in Orlando. It went to Miami first and then came everywhere up. So it was hard to find certain things. And I used to tap into the college hip-hop stations like late at night, Friday night, Saturday night, to like record whatever was new because that was the only way I was going to get anything that wasn't playing on the radio. And, you know, there was no internet, so you couldn't do that. Anyways, so I was reluctant, didn't want to do it, but she's my mom, and I'm under her, you know, her house and her rules, so we had to go.
Yeah.
So we went to church, man, and I met up with some people, cats who I saw in school who I didn't even know were Christians, and they were cool. It took me a while, man. Actually, I sat in churches and didn't really, intellectually, I took in stuff, and I was like, all right, cool. I got a respect for God, but it didn't really do anything for me, man. I went to church for like 3 or 4 years, and actually didn't really, the Spirit of God didn't, it wasn't like that boiling over, where it was like overwhelming to me. That, you know, I truly need to repent for my sins and give my heart to Jesus until I was around 18, 19, right when I was getting ready to go away to college. And this evangelist came through, man, just out of nowhere. Some dude was just like, yo, this dude, man, you should come and check him out. He's just preaching the word hard. I was just like, all right. So we went, and this dude, man, he was just, I've never heard anybody bring the word like this dude, man. He just was. He seemed to not, like, some ministers would kind of give the fluff and then give a little meat and then kind of end on a joke or a fluff. And he was just at it, man, just straight word and testimony, just the
yeah.
whole time. I was like, what in the world made you want to get on your knees after every sermon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just like that. I'd never heard anything like that before, man.
Yeah, come
and
on.
He didn't care, man. He would call people out. he would call people out in a crowd. Like, if he saw, like, kids talking to each other, he'd be like, "You, what are you talking?" And he just thought, like, it would be embarrassment. He just told some girl one time, like, the second or third time I was in there, and he was like, "Well, if you don't have enough respect for God's house to sit there and be quiet while the word of God is preached, then go outside and worship another God." I was like, "Yo, what's up with these dudes?" You know what I'm saying? He was a Max, yo, Max, complete Max, man. So it rocked me like beyond, man. I had it. So anyway, it was the first time that I'd really been introduced to, like, what I guess some people would just call, like, straight biblical teaching and preaching, and it really made me start to search the scriptures for myself.
Wow.
And that was the process, man. So when I was 18, I gave my heart to the Lord, man, and that was when it began. It was right actually before I went to college, the summer before I left. And I actually started my walk with the Lord right before I was going to go into the wolves, you know what I'm saying, and really start wilding out in college, man. So I think the Lord kind of kept me from a few things, even though I kind of wild out on my own anyways. But anyways, that's kind of my introduction to how, you know, God really started speaking. And then along the way, I've just been through meeting people and just books, and God's just been encouraging me, man. And I went from, I don't know if everyone goes through this, but it seems to be most people go through this. When I first got saved, I wanted everybody to know. So
yeah,
I was telling everybody. I was no tact, like no tact, man. No filter. I wasn't trying to, you know, approach people and be like, "Well, you know, let me meet your needs first, and then I can." I was like, "Yo, listen, you need to know this. I was just like straight, man, hitting them, man, telling people they need to repent. You know, like, "Yo, you gotta go to your." I was hardcore, man. And,
yeah.
And in that zeal, I believe that, you know, God was still using that, because there was one particular person who came to me later, years later, actually, who I met my freshman year, and he told me that every one of those crazy rants that I had with the Bible in my hand, trying to, like, give all kinds of studies to the people in this dorm that I stayed in, stuck with her. She's a Christian now. So it wasn't me. I know it wasn't me. It was the Spirit of God, man. And so I've had opportunities to, man, just be, you know, work with whatever church I was at, and college, campus ministries, Bible studies, and just a lot of things that the Lord has been able to build my character. And like I said, even now, man, there's something new that I find out about the Lord every day, man.
Man, and that's good, bro. I like that testimony right there. Awesome. Man, look, I'm going to ask you this real quick. We're going to go to your first song. We're going to get back into that. Fantastic's the first song, and it's the NRG mix. Talk to me about this joint as we get ready to go into it quickly.
Man, this joint is... This NRG mix. I had an original mix back in 2010. And then the producers who are a lot of Precisely Productions, man, and these dudes, I heard the track, and it just... electrified. I just really wanted to communicate. If people listen to the lyrics, I'm actually personifying my spiritual life with both sides of the coin, with Christ being on the cross. And so it's an interesting song, I guess, man. But I think that the ultimate goal is recognizing that we don't all realize just how fantastic we are, and that's what the hook is saying, man. Nah, you don't get it. We are fantastic. He is fantastic. So that's pretty much it, man.
All right, y'all. So let's check it out on Yacht of the King Radio. Giano, Fantastic. Let's go.
Bring it back. wasn't hidden. Is it my disposition giving me intuition? Living this sinfulness and quizzing myself. Is it? Maybe I'm in submission. Pressure within my system. The devil I've been permitting to win my decisions. A life or death. Have to rob, accept the truth. I lie. The best. What if I possess? Fighting with my own strength. Writing, reciting text. Victory slips through my hand. Stand on the pinnacle and vision. Imagine women and men as they give me homage and threats in one sitting. Yeah, there's a committee. Kept me from sinning. Trinity, their ability kept me from bending. To the enemy tempting me. Silly regrets for my sin. Guiltiness for my envy. When I'm committing, they set me up. Killing that sex and lust. Filling me when my cup's empty. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Intruder coming in the rear. Words from Isaiah get the prophecy seer. Everlasting gospel is hip to be squared. Yeah, we communicate, adjudicate the state of human beings. Debate what you were seeing and paint of you a hate. Love, race, culture, create a newer way of fate. Do you face the face of faith? We're unseen is seen, cause Jesus' sheen has derailed. Blew away the veil. Behold them in changes, melodic. True indeed, you and me, new creations, we prevail. Iconic, nah, robotic, he chose and we reciprocate. Threw away the jail, dropped it. Inhale and exhale, get rid of the chains and set sail. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Shown the holes in me. Umbilical terms make my birthplace. Getting at the foot of the cross, watching the earth shake. Knowing my father to turn his face. Eternally yearning, I pray. Burning for someone to take thirst away. Spear piercing me, fear, agony. Blood, water appears frantically. People that cheered happily steer sad at me. See my peers with their backs to me. As they disappear, the ear grapples me. A flood of liquid exhibit is my emotions insisting. My tears red with the blood that mix and it bleeds. Indeed, not this man, a thief notice. Ask me to be a token in my kingdom. I'm focused, yeah. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm purified by his union, beautified. It's life, now bring it back. 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 Ride out.
Trying to keep it cool, I don't wanna leave the plan. But it's She's hard to block at everything that she be saying. Look like, come here, baby, just reach out and take my hand. There's no need to fear me, all I wanna do is dance. I believe the lie, and I'm headed for my doom. They finally got me locked, and now I'm back to be consumed. Feeling like I'm watched by everybody in the room, cause they know I'm a fake, and if not, they will soon. Have you ever felt like the walls finna close in? Shackles on your hands and your feet, and you doze in sleep to the logic you possessed. Before all of that mess, I was sober-headedness. With the rest, what's left is a schizophrenic shell where a man once was. Now you get to see the damage your lust does. So now I'm doubled over with my face on my knees. Had decided it's where I wanna be, but there I go again, falling. Pick me up. I fell into the trap again, but he gon' pick me up. Remind me of his promises, in him I put my trust. I don't never have to give him to the last. I'm feasting on his word, all my sin I do despise. So now I'm down before his throne, praying on my knees, asking Lord, give me grace, please. I don't wanna be fouled.
So I gotta face this, but I know that's nothing that he can't face. Where they placed him, cause I know his grace is amazing. He's covered all my sin. It's gone never to be seen again.
So I'm calling, calling, calling.
Hey, that joint right there, Trip Lee Fallen featuring J. Paul. Man, since we were talking about videos with Gianno, man, that video was a great video, man. I was like, wow. It took them a lot to put that together. And speaking of videos, man, I just found this new Christian hip hop website. That's beyondhiphop.com. Beyondhiphop.com. It's a strictly music video website, man. You guys want to go check that out, find out. And they play great videos on there. You're just going to find the best up there. So go check them out, man. If somebody asks you how you found out, tell them Yada the King sent you, man. That's really what's up.
All
right. We getting it in with Gianno right now, chopping it up, man, talking about, you know what I'm saying, his music and everything like that. But we want to know right now, how did you get involved in Christian hip-hop?
Ah, yeah, it's a good one. Well, I actually got involved with doing Christian hip hop inadvertently. Yeah, I always rhymed, man. I've been rhyming since I was probably, I don't know, 10, 11, something like that. Freestyling in school, battle rapping, all of this stuff, man, all of that stuff. So I was always rhyming. And around the time when I got saved, I was so consumed. I think you and I were talking about this earlier, when I think one of the most interesting times of the Christian walk, for better or for worse, I believe that the text, all things work together for the good, I think that really applies most in that season when a person is so new to the Christian faith and is a babe in Christ, because on the one hand, we're so impressionable, but on the other hand, we're like sponges soaking up everything. And so I was so consumed with studying. I mean, I don't think I'll ever have Bible studies, personal Bible studies, as long as I did at that time. And you probably 2 hours, man, just straight hit it, praying and reading, praying and reading. I was so caught up with that, I didn't even imagine doing any music. Right. At all, so I stopped. I didn't do any of it. And actually, I almost, thank God I didn't, but I almost got to the point of like some people who were just like, nah, that stuff can't be used at all for the Lord. And
yeah,
through a series of events, and it took a year and a half, 2 years after I was saved before I even started writing anything. But anyways, I started one day. I just sat down, man, and I wrote something that actually became a song. It was 19, and it was like the turn of 2000, something like that. I don't remember. I wrote it, and that actually ended up being on the Beautiful World album 10 years later.
Wow.
But anyway, I wrote that song, and from then I was like, wow, maybe this can work. And like so many people. I don't know if it happens now. It might still happen now. But definitely 10 to 15 years ago, I think the more I meet more artists, Christian hip hop artists, the more we all share the same story, which is we thought we were the only ones who did this.
Yeah.
Like, you sit in the car and you writing rhymes and you're like, yo, I'm rhyming, but I'm putting my faith in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about my faith and nobody's doing this.
Right.
And then, you know, I met somebody, you know, and they passed me a mixed CD that had a lot of cross movement stuff on it.
Yeah.
And so that was my introduction. I was like, wow, a whole bunch of other people. And then when, you know, when you get online and you start looking, you're like, whoa, everyone is machines, like tons of, you know, artists. So anyways, man, that was kind of the start of it. And even though I wrote, whenever that was, 2000 or whenever that I wrote that line, I didn't actually think or conceive making an album until like maybe 2003, 2004. And even then I released some, it was like an EP, but I didn't thought about making an album. So anyways, from that point, the Lord just started working, and it was really a combination of my experiences that drove, you know, the topics and concepts that would eventually form the songs that appear on my albums.
Okay, man, I'm going to ask you this question, and then after this, we're going to go into one of your songs again. I want to know, what are you trying to do with your music? Is there a specific goal that you have for, let's say, the listeners that are listening? What would you say?
I go through phases. And the first time that I ever put any music out, you know, I just wanted to be raw with the lyrics and just spit out whatever the truth is, anything. And I just wanted to just get it out, man. And I've always been of the mind that the music, like any type of music, is inspirational when people can really get into it, to the people who can get into the music. But the work of the spirit occurs completely just on his own. He does whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
So the more I become aware of that fact that God is just sovereign and he just does what he wants to do, the more I realize that the only thing I can do with the music is just, you know, pray about it and, you know, release whatever the Lord is having on my heart. And that could be whatever. I mean, each album or project that I put out, I'm in a different place, and so the music is different. But I would say overall, what I would want to do with the music is I just want to inspire. And I want to inspire people to see, and it's not just Christians versus non-Christians, but I hope that through my experiences, people might be able to see, you know, something they can relate to, as well as something that's different from whatever they might have experienced. And then, you know, just kind of explore that. And I'm not trying to really call myself a preacher of sorts. I'm not trying to proselytize. I think that God does what he does all on his own. And the only thing I could do is just, you know, release some music to hopefully inspire. And if it does, then maybe it'll get the thoughts going for people. And if, you know, they're already in the faith, then it'll encourage them. And if they're not, then, you know, perhaps it'll get them thinking.
Yeah. All right, man, we're going to go to this next joint from you, No More. Who you got featured on this song? And what's this song? What should we expect when we hear this?
This song is it has Eric Cross, my man, that dude is really cool. He just released a project, I believe. Yeah, he just released a project, man. Losing my train of thought. I can't remember, man. He just released a project. But anyway, Eric Cross and Beta Vol, who used to be known as Jay Griff. And these dudes, man, both of these dudes are cool. We respect one another's music. We've just been cool over a few years now, man. And both of them make great music. So it was cool. I was able to get them both on the track, man. And the song No More is just, as it says, man, just this life is not it. And there will come a time, you know, when things that we deal with, the negative things we deal with here, will be no more. So that's what the song is about.
All right. Also, we got a singer on here, man. Who's this singer, real quick, man? Cause she going in.
Gayla Robinson, man, singer songwriter, who people will hear about very, very soon. We're working on her album. But her name is Gayla Robinson, and she's on there, man, holding it down.
That's what it is, man. Let's get it in. No More, featuring Benavol, Eric Cross, and Gayla Robinson. Let's get it in, y'all.
Looking forward to doing away with sin, and I want that. It's a privilege being chosen, knowing my destination is everlasting. I'm praising God for my preservation. No need to ask him why he do what he does. He's not a ruthless judge. He's living truth because the proof's in his blood. He's got the juice because he rules in his love, protecting all the saints. Nothing could ever take us from the groove in his glove. Yeah, he said that our tears would be wiped away. Christ came with an eternal price to pay. I'm thankful that he was submissive to the Father's mission, that he will return glorious, taking all us with him. The church clean with no spot nor blemish. So I'ma press hard, it matters how I'm living. This is a fight to the finish like Tyson and Lennox. But this thing was already over right from the beginning. Yeah.
We'll be done with the drama.
Where it's so pure, we're standing together singing, oh Lord, leaving this earth is what I won't miss, but me living right now and playing with sin is something I won't risk, so I go swift as I put my faith and my trust in the Father, cause it's a must that I don't drift, as I envision the kingdom of what will not be, and knowing that violence and strife is what we will not see, together with everyone, people of all races and all nations, that is including every tongue, a joyful assembly, together on bended knee with opening eyes, cause this is what we were meant to see. Let me catch my breath as I give you an order, an illustration, and knowing the next step is death, or the fact of knowing Christ can take us, the moment of knowing heaven awaits us with no more pain.
We'll be done with the drama.
No crime, no burglars, pervert, pedophiles, or coke lines. No Time Magazine, genocide of all fives. Blood burning boils inside of unknown virus. Side ribs outside of a starved child. No choking the throats cut open with knives and slow dying. No lies, domestic violence, incestuous silence. You got it, the whole client list. No lines, then rack stretching ligaments. A punitive attacks, men in black, threaded witnesses. Political, religious, bigamous, insists. I can't call my plan, calling man-made religionist. A sickness, I'm a hypocrite reporting. Purporting to be different like it isn't important. Without Jesus, if you know more me, no troubles of the world means no more me, yeah.
We'll be done with the troubles. Troubles of the world.
And I ain't left out. But will I make it? Do I have enough? Am I strong enough to place trust in the one I trust? He never left. But will I leave? Through the shining lights, I see him all cheering me, walking uphill. It's getting kinda hard if this the end. Will I ever see the start?
Yeah. I'm a warrior. Sometimes it takes me a little longer to just receive it. My courage. Close my eyes and I tell you I'm ready to face my death. I'm ready. I made my way walking on the water. You're part of my steps. This is all I know. All I know.
They wanna make me back down, they quitting on me. But I lived through the flood, like Noah, homie. If I'm in prison, then I interpret these prisoners. Tell Pharaoh what you want, but I thank Jacob for the coat I'm in. Clean, no bondage, I'm not a slave. Holmes escaped out of Egypt with a stick and some sandals on. And tell the Canaanites that Gideon is in the building with a small army. Unlikely heroes that God listens to. This is true, behind the faith. Get stoned, like David did his fears when he stood all on his own. Defending the faith like Paul did, I'm all in and I'm a warrior. And I'ma make it even if you ain't for us.
Yeah. I'm a warrior, sometimes it takes me a little longer to just receive it. My courage, close my eyes and I tell you I'm ready to face my day.
Like Samson after his dreads fell. I swear I heard demons cheering and all of hell yell. If no one has the power to save me, Jehovah can. He dust me off and put my sword right back in my hand. He told me no weapon gon' prosper, keep my feet moving. Praise his name with the sound of music and keep grooving. Trouble may be all around on your left and your right. The battle's already over, you just stand in the fight. Stand in the gap, in the trench, in the muck, in the mire. I want the world to see you in the flame, not catching the fire. He know it's not easy, but glad it's the path I chose. Coming out, shining like gold, no smoke in my clothes.
Look into the eyes of a man that will never quit. No white flags, no leaf figs. No hiding from a God that is all sovereign. Cause when it's my time, I'ma see the Father. I'ma see the Father.
I don't believe it. I'm a warrior. Sometimes it takes me a little longer to just receive it. My courage. Close my eyes and I tell you I'm ready to face my day.
Overcame, so I can overcome. I conquered over death, and then some. That's revelation. Get some revelation. If he went through it, then you can make it. You got a choice, so choose wisely. There was love in the grave, but can't nobody find him. His bones, that is. We scientists, they try to stone the kid, but I shall live.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com,
the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. At
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Heart of Courage right there. Lil Prophet featuring Petty D. Dope joint. The Revolution Project is coming out, man. Shout out to Lil Prophet, Real World Records, man. They are advertising with us right now. Support. His project comes out June 26th. You definitely want to go get it. It's going to be in stores. It's going to be online. You can actually pre-order it right now. And if you're interested in advertising with Yada the King, hit us up, advertising with a G at yadatheking.com. We love to chop it up and see how we can work together and spread the good news, man, through whatever you have. Giano, man, I chopped it up with you. A lot of the topics of the day, I either going through some things. I actually had a backup topic, but you had a topic that I really like, man, called The Beauty of Relationship. Explain this whole beauty of relationship. What is the beauty of a relationship, man? Let me know.
Well, I guess for me, over the last, I hadn't even really been pursuing. It wasn't like I woke up and said, hey, man, I want to study the beauty of a relationship. I need to get in. I think the Lord has just been, bringing, various conversations or, readings that I might have, or devotions that just focus on the importance, the true importance of love and what it means in the context of, loving one another, our brothers and sisters, human beings. And obviously, as a Christian, we're always pursuing the love of, the love of God and, trying to understand what that all means. So the relationship to me is like you're going beyond a casual acquaintance. You're going beyond, hey, how you doing? Okay, good. And you just walk away, It's actually taking time to really get to know people and pardon me. And I actually, by thinking about these things, I realized that God has blessed me with, love, the ability to love people who I come in contact with. But I realized that I don't have many relationships, like, where I'm intimately involved in someone's life and they're intimately involved in mine. And I have close friendships with people, but we communicate maybe once in every blue, and there are very few. The number of people who I'm actually constantly in communication with to develop that relationship is different, and I feel like that is significant because I have friends. Like I said, I caught up with my man. I'm gonna be one of his groomsmen in his wedding in a month, but he and I haven't spoken. We speak like maybe a few times out of the year. He's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. We send notes, but we don't really catch up and have our 2 to 3 hour conversation, but maybe a few times a year because we don't live in the same spot. We don't talk on the phone every day. But, when you go spans of time without speaking to people, you would like to think, hey, man, we're so cool. We can go 6 months without speaking to one another and pick up like nothing happened.
Yeah,
but that's not really true because a lot happens in 6 months.
Right,
a lot happens to everybody in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, when I, and that is from the relationship with God's perspective, I feel the same way, man. If I become inconsistent in however my relationship and his work, and we all have different ways that we relate to God, and when we're talking to him, and, you know, when I break that communication or break that consistency for any period, you know, there are things that happen. I miss out on things, you know. So that's what I mean by relationship, man. Just the beauty of really understanding man to man to woman, woman to woman to man, or man to God, mankind to God.
Man, and I'm going to ask you this. What is a difference that you would say, let's say for somebody, I'm pretty sure in your life there was a time where relationships were real tight with certain people, and then on the flip where your relationship wasn't as tight. Can you explain briefly what are some of the differences in that relationship?
Well, first I recognize that some relationships are really but for a season. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to understand that as human beings, you know, we're social and emotional. And so sometimes it makes it very difficult to discern that we're only supposed to be a part of someone's lives and their life a part of ours for but a season. So I always have to pray for discernment, because sometimes that literally is. I mean, sometimes I find where I'm like, I click like totally with somebody. We do everything. We relate on the same things, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's not. Someone changes, or we both change. And I don't think there's always something wrong with that, as long as it was an amicable break. You know, we mutually understand that was just a moment in time, and we respect one another, but we don't have to be communicating or hanging out as much. So when it happens like that, I don't think there's an issue. Now, if there are interpersonal issues, you know, where, you know, two people are, you know, cool, but there becomes a point where maybe somebody gets stuck in a vice or kind of living a different lifestyle that they're betting on, or there's, you know, someone's being pretentious, then I think there are issues, because then we're not really being honest. And if you really want to develop a relationship with someone, there has to be vulnerability. You have to be willing to give up yourself truly, so that there can be understanding, or else the relationship won't grow. I feel like in certain times in relationships that I've had, and this is friends, girlfriends, whatever, if there's a lack of trust or one person is holding back, at some point you can feel that person is holding something back. And it could be spiritual, it could be just personal, it could be that person, I don't know. But when you feel that, we tend to have the self-preservation kind of defensive manner, where we start to say, "Oh, you holding back, well, I'm going to hold back." And the more you hold back, that's how the relationship starts to split. So if you really care about someone, you really care about the relationship, and you start to see that slipping going on, then I think that's, as soon as possible, the time to really just say, "Hey, man, let's talk." Men have a problem doing that. Women talk pretty often. I've met some women who are pretty tight-lipped, but for the most part, stereotypically, men tend to be fewer with words, and we have a more difficult time communicating our feelings, especially to another man. We'd much rather communicate it to a woman rather than to another man. But I think that's the time, man, to really sit down. And, you know, I tell my boys I love them. You know, it's important to say that, not just for saying sake, but also just so they can see the transparency and kind of see, okay, this dude's not trying to put a front on, man. Let's just really talk, because I care about them. So anyways, I could ramble on, but that's kind of what I would say to that.
Man, that's good stuff right there, man. Y'all in relationships, definitely apply some of this, man. The I would say the beauty of a relationship, and I'm gonna talk about it later, is you have more freedom when you have a real relationship with somebody. You know what I'm saying? You can share a whole bunch of different things. You can even share harsh things sometimes. And in a relationship, if you have a relationship, they will respect you for that. when it's not a real relationship, they'll be like, yo, man, you didn't really have to do that. Yo, let me keep you pushing. I'm out of here, you know. So, man, we're going to go to your next song, Giano, man, Prelude to a Love Song. Talk to me about this one right here, man.
Oh, man, I really dig this song. It's great, man. My man Sinuous, he made the track, and when I heard it, it was supposed to go on another project, but it was so dope, it was dope to me, at least.
Yeah.
That I was just like, yo, we got a lot for the B-side show. But anyway, it's a story, just a relationship, man. I wrote this some years back, and I kind of, I mean, it was a more personal song before it became the song that it is, but it's just talking about the feeling that one gets. People who've been in love before, gotten into a relationship where you're merely a feeling the person. There's a moment where you just have these sweet nothings going on, and hopefully it continues if the relationship continues. But the song is about the sweet nothings, that feeling, and it's all about the vulnerability, actually. You know, the chorus is saying, hey, falling in love, and you're calling the person wonderful, and you're telling them that you love them, which, you know, a lot of times people try to play hard to get, but when two people really fall in love and the communication's right and the foundation is proper, you know, and God is in the center of it, if you're a believer or whatnot, man, and two people come together, then it can be a very beautiful thing. And so we try to show the different aspects of just getting ready. It's called Prelude to a Love Song because it's like we're trying to capture the essence and that feeling of this is right before you're ready to jump out the window. You know what I mean? Anyway, so that's what this song's about.
Dope, man. So let's get it in right here on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
I never knew a love like this. Gotta be something for me to write this, yeah. I took for comment so that I could pass comment sense and make sense of what we built is not common. You're like sunshine, makes me wanna comment. A paradigm makes it hard to stand aside. Common, cool, but I don't get upset, cause the mystery of you was deeper than ocean depths. With no effect on the science of God, I had to put you in perspective, he wired you apart from the rest. It's like your reward that I got after a long, hard tour.
Them on a move.
El Chiamo, mi amor.
Yeah.
In three different languages, my words are falsetto. You're like a symphony, I found a small cello. Caught up with that beauty when the orchestra's ahead of me.
Looking in her eyes, I see a stairway to heaven. And now, right, blessing, no question, I'm feeling blessed. Healthy arguments to help it all, we get it off her chest. And I confess, I fall victim to my selfish ways. Just seeing your smile help me through my darkest days. Bring light to the darkest caves miles away. Memories get stashed away to where my mental files lay. All working, no play. Yo, that's whack, live life to the fullest. Different ways to interact. Other women said they had my back. In fact, I'm still healing from the wounds when they stab me in the back. Man, questions didn't work. Stuck to the lessons learned. When I did question their worth, looked like another jerk. For what it's worth, I stopped holding grudges,
yeah.
I just do work and leave it in God's hands to judge it.
And I see that S. The second letter is your elegance. And man, I be that XY, get it? Your biology gets way far surpassed by your biography. And I'm studying for extra credit. I already received the name, but your best aesthetic is found in the hidden text appendix. Waiting for you to open the index and let me check it.
Let me see.
I am impressed pathetically. Vanessa, Mrs. Kennedy's like the perfect Genevieve. Only the parallels, the rest just let it be. And take three tulips and let it breathe. The medicine medically is too metaphorical to be. Put it in simple words, you're adorable to me.
Falling in love, you're wonderful. I love you, you're wonderful. Falling in love,
Yeah. Hey, want that skrill, y'all? Make feta and peel off. Getting paid, dropping dimes on a block. Chris Paul, yeah. Hey, do anything for the cheddar, dog. Chasing cheese with a whole clique full of cheddar bobs. You can't buy what you're missing. Why you chasing after change? Ain't a dime going with you. It's money or the gospel. What you got in your pocket? See, money ain't a problem, but your God's in your wallet. You put money over God just to make a little profit. I put Christ over ballin', he's a different kind of prophet.
Stop it.
That's the price you can't pay. All they got is that cheese on their mind. Green Bay. See, money fades, no clippers. But salvation lives inside your frame. No pictures, eternal riches. Yeah, it's the kind you can't spend. Dudes will waste their whole life for some 20-inch rims.
They love money
and what it brings. The respect, what it means. All the fame, all the lights. They like the game, they live a life. Yeah, they love the paper though. Yeah, they love the paper though. I mean, they love the paper, dog, and they gon' get it, and they gon' get it.
Black cars, black yards, pool with the grass fenced in. Something foreign with 10 cylinders in that engine. Two stories, get to glory by any means. Whether it's selling crack, rock, or neglecting your team. Nah, but you ain't used to that, huh? You'd rather pick on the hustlers like they the only ones. Nope, can't do white and blue, colors only two. Ignoring spouses, crazy hours, love for money, got us duped. Kill, lie, cheat, steal, defame, and disrespect our women. For dead men on dead trees, we dead those living. Forever chasing, dropouts and graduating. But while we still slaves when Jesus emancipated? I know it's hard, but the Lord said, seek ye first, chase change like you reaching in the sea, creasing fleet of feet and feeling that pride gives. And come home and let them snatch you off the pit. Santonio Holmes, gone.
And what it brings, the respect, what it means, all the fame, all the lights. They like the game, they live a life. Yeah, they love the paper though. Yeah, they love the paper though. I mean, they love the paper, dog, and they gon' get it, and they gon' get it.
My God's eternal ballin', I think he got you there. Sorry to sink the eight ball for all you pocket players. They let them watch his glare. Sorry, my God is higher, he get that crazy air. Amari Stoudemire, y'all men are gon' start a fire. Cause God's enemies called the liar. There is one remedy called retire from involvement with these dollar divers. Everybody want a piece of pie, now isn't that the truth? They call vodka eternal, they call it absolute. Wonder what damage is that'll do. Look up Leviticus chapter 2, you give it to him in the spirit of diligence, he'll end up giving it back to you. Walking a different avenue, still in his word statue. Looking to bliss you, achoo. Drawn by his flesh tattoo, serving the lions at zoo. Don't they know that it's temporary? Thinking it's paper that makes them gods? Why don't they look in a dictionary? Funny the weight that a fiction carries, unaware of their destination. Never imagining loving the salary until they led to their degradation.
They love money and what it brings. The respect, what it means. All the fame, all the lights. They like the game, they live a life. Yeah, they love the paper though. Yeah, they love the paper though. I mean, really, they love the paper dog. And they gon' get it, and they gon' get it.
Alright, that was Bridge B, featured on that joint by the homie Ali Rosette, also featuring Jeremiah Bligeons. And yo, we getting it in on Yada the King Radio. That song was called Paper Trail. I'm getting it in right now with the homie Giano, man. We just chilling, sitting back. You know what I'm saying? As he said, he getting that music, man. He got some of that midnight music. Y'all heard it. But I'm gonna ask you this, man, real quick. NBA Finals predictions. Who you pulling for without telling me what's going on in the game today?
Well, a part of me would like to see LeBron get his first ring. However, I do like the Thunder, man. I like them as a team. I like how they play. And I earlier in the season, when I really started to see how things were going, especially when the playoffs were going on, I was like, man, these dudes look like they're going to win it all. So if I had to say who's going to win it, I'm going with the Thunder, man. I think they would take it home. I have no beef with Boston. I actually really like Ray Allen as a player. Really dig Rajon Rondo. So if they were to come through and win another one, I wouldn't be upset. I actually like and respect all three teams, but if I had to pick which one, I think the Thunder are going to take it, man. And Russell Westbrook seems like he never misses, and when he does, it's kind of like, all right, he was off. He was off. Not like anything disrupted his game. And James Harden's another one. Kevin Durant, those dudes, they're just sick, man, and their bench is ill. So I would say them. I'll take the Thunder, man.
All right, man, that's his pick right there. And let me know what your pick is. Hit me up on Twitter at Yada the King. And that's YADAHDAKING. I almost forgot which D I was on. You dig? But anyways, you can hit us up. Man, and Giano, for people that are interested, man, in finding out about your music, your ministry, where in the internet can they find you, man?
Oh, appreciate it, man. GianoMusic.com. You start there. It's great information. Music is on there. You can buy physical copies of my CDs. But, you know, Amazon, anywhere you can buy music and download it, man. Amazon, iTunes. If you put Giano in Google, well, there's a restaurant in New York that keeps on messing up my ability to get to that top. For the Google joint. So if you put Giano PNG or you just go to GianoMusic.com, you'll find it all, man. It's right there. I'm constantly working on stuff on the low, man. So, yeah, but the newest project is B-Sides and Remixes Volume 2, which all the three songs that were played tonight are on there. And, you know, some other joints on there. So people feeling it, definitely peep it. I mean, I think the Rapzilla and the South.com listening sessions are still up. So if you put Giano listening session, you'll be able to find and listen to the whole album to determine if you really want to copy that, man. So, yeah.
All right, man. What you got coming up next, man? What's popping with you?
What, musically, you mean?
Yep, musically, yep. Anything, man. What do you want to tell the people? What's coming up with you?
Oh, well, all right. Well, music-wise, man, I got what I call my magnum opus, man. I have my full album. The B-Sides project is just like the remix project, but like my next actual full album is called, in the title, Scarlet Letters, and I'm working on that, man, really trying to make it right. But in the middle, I got a current ball, and I'm working on a mixtape just because I feel like it. And so probably by the end of the summer, I'm going to have like a free mixtape out, man, just because. So yeah, just constantly, I'm working on the singer who's on No More, who's also on a few other songs. She's singing on Prelude to a Love Song as well. She's a female voice on there, Gayla Robinson. And she is a folk, acoustic, soul, rock artist, man. But she's got some amazing music, and we're working on her project right now. So going totally left, people expect the hip-hop artist to come up with other hip-hop artists, but I like actually working on non-hip-hop projects as well. And so we'll be putting her out in the coming months as well. So working really, really hard to get her stuff going, man. So those are the main projects.
All right, man. Any last words you want to share with the people?
I appreciate anybody who's tuning in, man. I appreciate it. Man, you guys, and God of the King, it's awesome to have these outlets, man. I couldn't imagine what this subgenre of Christian hip-hop would be without, you know, organizations like you guys, man, the Bachelors and everybody in the South, and, you know, unfortunately, the Bus Shop, and then Holy Culture. All of these heads, man, is coming. You guys are making it possible for us to be heard. Praise God for the internet, where people can tune in and hear a live interview or me, and I'm just this nobody dude who likes to rhyme, but there are some people who actually care about what I do, who wanted to hear what I have to say, and I appreciate anybody, man, who just supports that, man, and who's just pursuing the Lord, trying to seek out, you know, whatever your dreams are in life or whatnot, and prayerfully whatever was said was encouraging to some people. today. So I'm very, very, very appreciative of it, man. It's a blessing.
All right, man. Awesome. We had a great time with Gianno. We about to get it pushing. We got one more segment right after this, man. Let's go into this music. And after that, I will get on the topic of the day, beauty of relationship. Corey Hicks, Whole Nine. Let's get it in. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean. Never thought I'd be here. Yeah. Never thought I'd be serving the king, you heard me? But he called me. But he chose me. Just like he calling you. Just like he calling you. Let's go. Snorted, bloated, smoked, exhausted. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Took me off the block. Then he brought me back. Game time. I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line. Snorted, bloated, smoked, exhausted. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Took me off the block. Then he brought me back. Game time. I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Deliverance you hearing is coming out the trunk. Living water drunk. Theological swag, 16 balls in that crack. You heard me, I'm back like Arnold. My weapons ain't carnal. They mighty and they pulling down boot cool strongholds. He took me off the block, then he sent me right back. 360 on my grizzly reppin' quite same blocks where they frisk me. I'm feeling like I'm dreaming. Somebody pinch me, my game ain't over or under. We plunder the enemy, we poster. Give Christ that exposure. No time to chill like vanilla ice smokers. I'm stumping on cobras, I'm casting out demons. I'm stepping over bodies looking for anything breathing. Even if it's wheezing, I rep what I believe in. Willing to die, you heard me. No surrender, no treason. Yep. Snorted, bloated, smoked, exhausted. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Took me off the block, then he brought me back. Game time, I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line. Snorted, bloated, smoked, exhausted. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Me off the block, then he brought me back. Game time, I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line. Yo, my first package was a 4.5. Big things with grain, play games. Your brains get smashed, cross the canal to the Cali. Yo, I chased that cash, that guap off top. And we was getting it fast. Name on blast, so I can relate to where you at. Counting stacks, but if you keep going, your life will collapse. Like lungs, that's why I spent my life on wax. I spent 10 years of my life chasing that smack. But now I smack the devil in the face with this track. Cause I'ma snatch somebody out of hell with this track. Yeah, I'm gon' get 'em. As long as God give me these bars, I'm gon' spit 'em. Saliva, I'm on fire. Taking it back to where they admire that gunplay. No Muhammad, no Buddha, I tell them it's one way. I take them through the word, I speak what the sun say. Cause life without Christ at the center is mundane. Yup. Snorted, bloated, smoked, exhausted. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Took me off the block, then he brought me back. Game time, I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line. We going the whole nine with the gospel, you heard me? Yeah, dig. Same way we was out there in that world. We tenacious with this gospel, you heard me? Yeah. We doing the whole nine with this thing, you heard me? Yeah. You dig?
Yeah. Yeah. To all my haters.
Let's go.
I'ma do this till the end.
Raw Servant, DJ Anomaly, GA,
you ain't got to be
my boy T Hat.
You make it to the end.
I'ma make it to the end, my friend. I'ma keep it on blast. I'ma keep it on 10. I'ma go all out till I roll out. Lace up my shoes. It's time to move on the Lord's route. Yo.
and truth is displayed. Honesty, discipline with a fresh pair of shades. You sip Haterade, man, I can't stand y'all. I ain't the tallest in the league, but I stand tall. Y'all toss me the ball, watch me do my thing. I stay in the gym, hustling to beat your whole team. Man, you thought I would quit with one hit. Man, you got it twisted, my life on the lines, I don't flinch. Blah. Ring the alarm, cause here I come. More lethal and deadly than a 100 Vietnams. I'm on a warpath, you bout to smell grass. Call me the Energizer Bunny, cause I outlast.
Ain't nobody stopping me. The ultimate running back. Ain't nobody blocking me. I'm on my jagged edge. Cause I gotta be the one who always wins. I'm 10%. I'ma do this till the end.
Really, you can't do nothing that's for me. See, way back in 89, we were so ahead of our time. One of the first to do this Jesus music. Y'all ain't paid us no mind. Now we here, and ain't nobody here going harder. D.A., we here to stay. Trading places, we go barter. Pass me the ball, I'm Carter. I'ma create me a whole new lane. Cause I gotta give it to him. Ain't nobody gonna do it like we do it. Thought I told him that the Christian, we ain't bout no games. I'm in the end zone. Anybody with sense will admit to get the picture, ain't gon' get gone. It's ridiculous. I'm gonna become a victim. I'm Malachi getting jiggy in the middle of a hot song. Up in the brother, the women, they gon' die for him. Willing to let them back on, be back on. We bringing Jesus to the hood, let it be understood. You more effective when you working with the right form. The end, I'm going harder than I ever gone before. Never deny the Holy Spirit, I take in an overdose. Oh no, we gon' let them know T had it. That we gon' bring the pain. And I just can't get happy into his kingdom came.
Yeah. Ain't nobody stopping me. The ultimate running back. Ain't nobody blocking me. I'm on my jagged edge. Cause I gotta be the one who always wins. I'm 10%. I'ma do this till the end.
That's right, right there, man. T Hattie featured on that joint, man. Malachi on that joint. DJ Anomaly and Raw Servant, man. They were all on that. Make it to the end. We got to make it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I would say this, man. We're going to go through a lot. We are in the last days. Continue on. Continue forth. Man, and I got a quick question, man. I was talking about this with my wife in the car. Does anybody remember Frito's ranch flavor? They got the chili cheese flavor. But I remember as a kid eating Frito's Ranch, man, and it was so bomb. But they don't have it no more, man. Or if they do, let me know where I can order them joints from. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up, yattatheking@gmail.com. I know that's my random thought of the day, but let me talk about beauty of relationship. I would say this, man, a real relationship, just the beauty of it, man, is there's no real guards in that. You know what I'm saying? I can say this. Me and my wife been married going on 8 years coming up this November, man. And We don't have to hide anything from one another. Like, when we're not feeling good, we can tell them each other why. It's not hiding behind, oh, well, I hope I'm not going to hurt their feelings. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you have a real relationship, it's like, man, everything is easier. And I say this, man, build that relationship with your friends, man. Get a real relationship with them, not just a fabricated based on, oh, you do rap, I rap, okay, or you do hair, I do hair too. Don't have a relationship on that. Have a relationship on, okay, man, this is me, this is you, wow, let's build. You know what I'm saying? Even with God, if we want, you know, we can't just say, hey, I'm a Christian, so I got a relationship with God. That don't work. Have a real relationship with God. King David had a real relationship with God, even though he messed up sometimes. Because of his real relationship with the Lord, God even said, check this out. God said this, David, I love him because he's a man after my heart. You know what I'm saying? So why he said that is because of the real relationship that he had, man. And that's the beauty of relationship, man. And I'm going to say this, man, continue to step forward. Move forward to a closer relationship with God, and I guarantee you're going to see the benefits. You're going to reap the benefits of having that true relationship, man. This is Don Christian, the warrior from Yada the King Radio, man. Y'all be blessed. We'll see you next week.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby,
at unity.com.
That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada the King Radio. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta keep my
Come on over to YadaTheKing.com. Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music. Check out the Fun Facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this. Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional. Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig? Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. YadaTheKing.com.